break. I'm looking for a kid behind me, pull out every star. I want a happy ending. You're tired of pretending. Let him get the best of me.
She's late, Chief. How much longer are we gonna wait?
Simpson, when we're working undercover, don't call me Chief.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again, Chief. Cheers.
Maybe you better wait in the car.
Oh, I think I better stick close. Sometimes these informers could be dangerous. You might need my protection.
Simpson, she's only a hooker.
How are we going to recognize her?
Hi. I'm sorry I'm late, but I had a trick.
Chief, I think that's the H-O-O-K-E-R.
Simpson, about your application for detective?
Yeah?
Denied. D-E-N-I-E-D.
I'll wait in the car.
Good idea. So what's the story about this alleged cop that's hassling you hookers?
He's not hassling. He's hitting us up for some protection money. And lower your voice. Do you want to get me killed?
Nobody's going to kill you.
Oh, yeah? Why do you think I'm wearing these glasses?
I figured the light bothers your eyes, seeing you spend most of your time in the dark.
I'm just wasting my breath. You cops always cover up for each other.
Now listen, Maxine, if what you're telling me is true, you can trust me. I mean it. There's one thing I can't stand. It's a cop who steals from scum. No offense.
Yeah, a bum like that could give a bad name to you pigs. No offense.
Don't get smart, Maxine.
Oh, come on. I'm fingering the guy, aren't I? Now, look. I've got the number of a safety deposit box. He's supposed to have 15 grand in it under a phony name.
Well, if I hurry, I can get a court order to open the safe deposit box tonight. Thanks, Maxine.
Hey, look. Go to Judge Larkin. He spends some time in my chambers.
Hey, Carl! I didn't know you bowled in the afternoon.
Ed, please, lower your voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know, Tisha. And sometimes dead people have a hearing problem.
Mortician, are you trying to tell me something?
No. This is my kid brother. Look, Ed, I'd love to stay and talk with you, but I gotta go.
So, you and Carl are brothers?
Yeah, poor guy. I got all the looks. Yeah, I wasn't interrupting anything between you and Carl, was I?
Oh, no way. I never mix business and pleasure.
Me neither. And in the mortuary business, who'd want to? Eddie.
Eddie, could you do me a favor?
Huh?
Could you drive me home?
Me? Drive you home? Oh, it would be an honor. It would be a privilege and a pleasure to drive somebody around who's sitting up.
And Eddie, could you do me another favor?
What's that?
Well, if anybody sees us I want them to think that you're a John.
Oh, suit yourself. But it's going to be tough. I already have Eddie sewn over my pocket. Let's go.
You realize it's over 3 weeks since we busted that cop who was ripping off those hookers, and they're still writing about it?
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
One dishonest cop, and he makes all the rest of us look crooked.
Not you, Chief. You bust your grandmama for jaywalking.
My grandmother died over 30 years ago.
Well, then you would get her for loitering.
The only good news lately is Eddie. My little brother finally got himself a girlfriend. Can you believe it?
You know, I can't believe you're still calling that lummox little.
So what do you got for them tonight? Besides macaroni.
Fish sticks.
That doesn't sound very fancy.
Well, I'll glue them together and we can call it filet of soul. Now, where was I? And where was he? Oh.
You gonna let him do that to
you? Now, what's that noise?
I don't know.
You guys, that smoke alarm! There's something burning!
Ah!
I missed it! Somebody do something!
What not?
You know, that fire extinguisher saved our lives.
It didn't do much for my fish sticks. Well, we'll have to serve these with a chisel.
Now, what happened?
I don't know. I was reading and I just lost track of time. I don't know.
No wonder. As the temperature rose, her lips parted as she savored the tender lunch.
Give me that as a cookbook.
Something burning?
No.
I thought I smelled smoke.
Mm-mm.
Come on, girls. They'll be here soon. You better get ready.
Dad, we are ready.
No, you're not ready. You're wearing jeans. It looks cheap.
Dad, these are Sergio Valente's.
Yeah, what are you doing in some Italian guy's pants?
Not much. Ain't no room.
Come on, Jules.
Come on, could you speed dinner up a little? They'll be here any minute. What are these?
Oh, that's something new. It's bite-sized baked Alaskas.
Oh, that's a great idea. They'll love them.
Hi, Nell.
Hi, babe.
Look what I caught. Bet you don't know what kind of fish this is.
Oh, yes, I do. I know it anywhere. It's Jaws. I saw your last movie.
You know, I'm thinking of having him stuffed and mounted.
Oh, it's good. Sweetheart, but could you first go upstairs and take a bath? You know, put on some clean clothes.
Do I have to?
Oh, honey, you smell like a ton of condemned tuna.
Anybody home?
Ma, Pa, how are you, Mom?
Fine.
Here, Mom, let me get your coat.
You bought a goat.
Chili out there.
I can't eat chili. It gives me gas.
Ma's talking about the weather.
Go ahead and talk. I still can't eat it.
The house looks very spiffy.
Thank you. We're trying to make a good impression on Eddie's new girlfriend. My little baby brother finally found himself a woman.
You know, when I first heard she'd moved in with him, I was very upset. But then I said to myself, I'm a modern woman. I know what life's about. I watch General Hospital. What's for dinner?
Fish sticks and macaroni.
What's that you say?
Macaroni.
You invited Mickey Rooney.
That must be them. Excuse me, Pop. Come on down, kids. Your Uncle Eddie's here. Now they're here. Get off that phone. Now remember, everybody, huh? Big smiles. We want this girl to feel right at home. Hey, Eddie, come on in.
Hi, Carl. Now, folks, everybody, this is Maxine.
Everybody calls me Max.
We had a dog named Max. They're better looking.
I want you to meet my family. This is my mother.
Hi.
Hi, Max.
And my father. And my eldest niece, Katie.
Hi.
And this Julie.
Hi.
Samantha.
Hi.
And this foxy lady here is Nell. And of course, you know Carl.
Are you surprised to see me?
I think he was expecting Mickey Rooney.
No.
Everybody watch the little birdie. Now, everybody say Shizetsky.
Shizetsky.
Oh, the flash bomber.
Your battery's dead.
Huh?
Your battery's dead.
Did you have to announce it to everybody?
Let me take a look at that, Pop.
Hey, Chief, why don't you offer our guest some libation?
Some what?
A drink.
Oh, yeah, sure. What'll you have?
Scotch and water.
I'll have a Virgin Mary.
You got a good memory.
I wish I had clothes like yours. Guys would be falling all over me.
Hey, listen, why don't you girls go upstairs and wash up for dinner?
We already washed up.
Well, then go wash for school tomorrow. You too. Hey, Carl, did you get our drinks? Oh, I forgot to get the peanuts. Nell, would you give me a hand?
Well, you don't need two people to help you carry a bowl of peanuts.
They're still in the shelves.
I don't understand you.
Voulez-vous get your keister in the kitchen?
Well, that just broke the language barrier. Excuse moi. I'll be right back. I'm going to the kitchen. Help him screw his head back on. What is the matter with you?
Look, Nell, I don't quite know how to put this, but... Well, you're a grown woman.
Wait a minute. What is it? Is my slip hanging?
No. Maxine out there is a professional.
Oh, you mean Eddie got a doctor?
No, Eddie got a hooker.
Oh. Well, I was close. She does make house calls. Are you sure she's a prostitute?
Of course I'm sure. I introduced Eddie to her.
I do hope you know what that makes you.
Maxine is one of the hookers who helped us bust that crooked cop.
So what of it?
Eddie doesn't know.
So?
I gotta tell him.
Whoa. Chief, don't you think you should let her tell him?
Look, now, I gotta protect my little brother. I've always taken him under my wing.
Chief, the only wing your little brother can fit under is on a 747.
I can't have a hooker in my house. Not around my family.
No, wait a minute, Chief. What the kids don't know can't hurt them. And what I don't know, she can teach me.
I've made up my mind. I gotta tell Eddie. Will you tell him to come in here, please? Here you go, Pop.
Thank you.
Do you know that Stanley and I have been happily married for over 57 years?
The first 5 years I hated.
But he's been happy ever since.
No, just got used to it.
Hey, Grandma.
Samantha, didn't your father tell you to stay upstairs?
Yeah, but I want to show Grandma the fish I caught.
Did you take that fish upstairs?
Just a minute now. I'll take care of it. I'll give her a dollar for it and flush it down the toilet.
You do that. Excuse me. Eddie.
Huh?
Your brother needs your help in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
I'll be right back, honey. Hey, Carl. What's up? Everything okay? You've been acting a little weird.
Eddie, you remember when we were kids what we used to call a girl who did it?
Yeah. Shirley.
Well, let me put it another way. Eddie, there are certain people who think differently about sex.
Carl, you picked a hell of a time to come out of the closet.
Eddie, I'm talking about Maxine.
What are you trying to say, Carl?
Eddie, Maxine is a prostitute.
I thought it was something serious.
That's not serious?
Carl, Maxine told me all about it the first night we met. She thought that bum cop was following her, so she spent the night at my place. First night in 12 years, I miss Johnny Carson.
Eddie, I just can't believe that you know what this girl is, and you still are seeing her.
Carl, she loves me.
Eddie, she loves everybody.
Not anymore. We had a nice talk, and we decided that she would be the one to give up her career.
Oh, that's terrific. Maybe she'll have a going out of business sale.
Don't make fun, Carl.
Eddie. Listen carefully. A girl like Maxine, who's been doing what she's been doing for 10, 20 years, ain't gonna give it up just like that.
Why not? There's smoke enders. There's drink enders. There must be a trick enders.
Eddie, you can't be in love with a prostitute. Find another girl.
Carl, do you realize how many women I've been out with since I left high school? 7. 2 of them became nuns. And 1's assistant coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You're a lot nicer than the last girl Ed brought home.
Thank you.
She was a Clydesdale for Budweiser. What do you do?
Maxine is into sales.
Sales? Well, how much do you make?
Depends how much I sell.
Grandpa, would you like something else to drink?
No, thank you. I've already had one too many. I think I'll powder my nose. Excuse me.
Hey, I'm trying to reason with you. Carl, I know what I'm doing. Now, I've made my decision, so let's just drop it.
Look, I'm not going to let you ruin your life. And believe me, you're making a mistake that you'll be paying for years to come.
Oh, Eddie wants to paint her pink.
I'm no dummy, Nell. I know what's going on in there. I think I better go. I don't want to cause any trouble.
No, wait a minute, Mac. You're not causing any trouble. You're no trouble. He's trouble.
Maxine, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I don't want you in my house or around my family.
Don't beat around the bush. Just get to the point.
Chief, please.
Don't. Stay out of this.
But don't you think
Oh, Nell, please. I don't want to stay anywhere I'm not liked.
Well, here we are, all scrubbed up and ready for dinner.
Chief, don't you think
No! She's going!
Well, I guess we could wash our hands one more time.
I mean it, Maxine.
Chief, please don't do this.
Nell, it's no use. I'm leaving.
You're not going alone.
Eddie, forget her. Look, trust me. You'll thank me for it. She'll be better off with her own kind.
Sit down, Carl. I said sit down. I'm never going to thank you, Carl. You know why? Because I just realized that you don't give a damn about me.
Of course I do.
You keep quiet. I'm not finished.
Yeah, you keep quiet.
And you keep quiet, too.
You got it.
And you don't move. Carl, all you ever care about is what you think. And God help those that think different. Where do you get off telling me how to run my life? And who the hell asked you in the first place? I didn't come here for a sermon, Carl. I came here hoping that just once you'd say, Eddie, you're happy. You've done good. That's all. Eddie, you've done good. I don't need a police chief, Carl. I need a brother. Come on, Maxine, let's go.
No, don't do this.
No. Hey, what's going on? Everybody leaving? Oh, I must have dozed off in the John and missed dinner.
No. It was nothing, Pop.
It's not nothing, Pop. Carl won't approve of Maxine.
You don't, Carl. Why not?
Because I used to be a hooker.
Oh, you worked in a rug factory.
A hooker. Mr. Kaminsky, I used to work as a prostitute.
Well, I always wanted Carl to take up a trade.
I don't think you heard her right.
I heard her just right, thanks. So you used to be a hooker. We all make mistakes. You voted 3 times for Nixon. I didn't hold it against you.
You know, Chief, we all have something in our past to be ashamed of. Everybody does. But then on the other hand, I really don't think you should have to go through the rest of your life having to pay for it.
Eddie, I've been your brother for a long time, and I guess sometimes I forget that you grew up. But if you can stand there and tell me that this is what you want to do, and you're happy, well, I guess it's good enough for me.
Thanks, Carl.
Well, how about you and Maxine staying for dinner, huh?
What do you say, Max?
Why not? This is the first night I have nowhere else to go.
Thanks, Carl. Sure.
I'm so glad that silly fight is over, whatever it was about. Now, finally, maybe I can get to know Maxine. Now, what was it you said you do?
I'm retired.
So am I. I bet we have a lot in common.
From your lips to God's ear.